struck me most on Sunday about how Clive was able, when called upon, to see those snaps and to see those targets, just the way he responded to the opportunity.
Yep, you know, this league, you know, is definitely going to give guys opportunities. With how long the season is, there's always injuries, there's always certain things that happen where, you know, different guys got to step into different roles. And it's not a role that Clive is, it's not new for him, is what I should say. Clive has been, you know, my tight end the last 2 years and has done a fantastic job. You know, I felt that that Indianapolis game last year was where we were finally hitting our stride together and really getting a good connection and chemistry of how he ran routes and how I wanted to throw him and things like that. So, you know, Clive is a great football player. And we just happen to have two really great tight ends, route-running tight ends. You know, Lee's a different beast. You know, he can do a lot of different things. But having those guys that can come in and run the routes and do the route trees that they can do is huge for us.
You said he felt like, referring to that Indianapolis game, just picking up where you guys left off. I don't know, that might have been something you actually had said to him on Sunday.
Yeah.
What goes into that? Because it has been quite a while since then. And just obviously you guys are practicing together and everything together. But
yes,
in terms of on the game, the timing.
Yeah, absolutely. Every route that Clive runs in an individual drill, I'm throwing it. You know, when it's routes on air and things like that, you know, I always throw Jared's. I always throw his because, you know, I know what kind of player he is. And, you know, I think that he's going to be someone that is here a long time because of what he can do. He's a great, special player, and, you know, we're blessed to have him.
As you go through your career and kind of mark off things you might want to do and accomplish, where does winning a game at Arrowhead rank?
Man, you won. Number one. Number one. Definitely number one right now, especially this week. But, yes, it's definitely up there. It's definitely something that we have not been able to do since I've been here. And so we got to get on that. But we have a tough task ahead of us because, you know, although their record is the same as ours, we're both pretty good football teams. And so we got to go out there and play hard.
It's a pretty iconic venue. Do you enjoy going there? Do you enjoy the atmosphere?
Yes, I really do. I really do. You know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I enjoy going to their stadium, but I do, you know, because it's loud, it's fun, and I've told you guys how many times I like playing in the noise because you're just kind of in your own little zone, and, you know, you just kind of cancel everything else out, and I do enjoy going there, but it'd feel a lot better afterwards if we could win a game.
What have you seen from DeAndre as the season's gone on? I know Jalen probably got more touches early on, but DeAndre especially near the goal line.
Yeah, he's, again, he's got great balance. He reminds me a lot of Dominic Davis. He was my brother's running back in Houston. And Dominic was someone who had great balance, low center of gravity. You know, when guys would hit him, he'd really good at keeping his balance, obviously like we saw on the touchdown and like we saw on his touchdown against Kansas City, you know, when we played him the first time. So, those two, they just when I look at them, they just kind of remind me of each other. And Dominic was a really good player. So DeAndre is a great player, very smart. I love standing next to him and playing alongside of him.
You analyze, you know, we know you can run. When you analyze the season, do you like the amount you use your legs, or you think you should probably use them more? Like, how do you weigh that?
No, I'm good. You know, if the play determines that I should, if not, I'll give it to one of our 15 running backs.
That lesson learned running and stiff arming people?
No. Hopefully that taught someone else a lesson. But, you know, no. There's not no lessons learned. I think last week we had a good – last time we played these guys, we were able to find a big running lane. You know, sometimes they're going to be there. And sometimes, you know, I'm more – you know, it's known. I'm going to try and make the throw happen before I take off to run. And, you know, until my coaches tell me to play differently – you know, because that's who I listen to. You know, I'm going to continue to do my best. And if it's there, absolutely, I have no problem doing it. You know, but I definitely am not going to be someone who's trying to go out there and run the ball 18 times a game.
When you played Kansas City the first time, that last drive was obviously huge. What is there anything in particular that stood out to you, whether it was a player or any moment in there that stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, just the atmosphere of our stadium, I think, was really sweet. You know, especially it being at night and those kind of things. And this first time I ever wore white jerseys at home, so that was kind of, you know, stood out to me. It was kind of a cool deal. And then, you know, really just our team's mentality going into that game. You know, that's something that also stood out to me. That, you know, I feel like if we all look back at that moment, that was a moment where a switch turned on for us. And now we've been growing since then, and we're still growing. We're always going to be growing. But this team, that was a good moment for this team to, you know, kind of catapult us forward and try and get on a run.
On that drive, I think you improved to an artist one or two times.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
On the drive. He's not going to be there this week.
Yeah.
Is that in your mind, does that dramatically alter what they can do, what they try to do?
It's not dramatic. You know, like I've told you guys, you know, I have thrown at him.
Right.
You know, I have no problem throwing at certain guys, but when a guy's, you know, like Marcus, he knows how I feel about him. Super talented, likes to guess on certain routes, but to him, it's not guessing because he knows route combinations. He's a very smart player. You got to just be careful. And so, you know, when he's not in there, well, then you study the next guy. Is he a guesser? There's a lot of guys that, you know, people don't know about in this league that'll guess on routes and things like that. And so you always go into the game, you know, he just has a lot more picks than they do. And so you go into the game knowing that about certain people. But, you know, definitely with him being out, it doesn't change, you know, what we do. We still have to go out there and execute our game plan. But if anything, you know, maybe we throw one or two more the other way. It just depends how they roll the coverages and do those kind of things. But I'm going to play my position how Coach Downing wants me to.
Derek, perhaps back this week. Coop, a question mark. How important was it last week to get Patterson, Holton, and all those guys involved as you go down the stretch?
Man, we needed it, obviously. Yeah, we definitely needed it to win the game. So just being able to get guys involved, you know, when you have two first-round picks ahead of you, it's tough. You know, it's tough to get on the field. It's tough to, you know, fight for the ball and things like that. But to have those guys both out and those guys get a chance to go out and play extended time, you know, CP is somebody that has done that. He's a starting receiver. You know, he's a great football player. But having a young guy like Johnny get some more reps, having Seth play some more base personnel type things, you know, it was really good for them. And it shows that we can go out there and win a football game if we have to, if certain people go down.
That's sad. Every game is the same. Does this one have a little playoff field, especially with the ramifications?
I feel like for a couple weeks now, all of them have, you know, to be honest with you. You know, Denver was one of them. This last one was one of them. So I feel like from here on out, I think they're all going to have that feel to us. So hopefully we can just get hot and get on a run.
How big is it going to be to get Crabtree back, though?
Oh, it's going to be huge. Anytime, you know, we've been through this a couple times this year. Anytime you can get a piece back, you know, it's nothing against anybody else, but, you know, those guys are starters for reasons. You know, those guys got all the reps. Those guys have seen the ball coming to them, you know, from me many times for years now, which is funny to say how fast it goes. But, you know, with Crab coming back, obviously it's no secret I love throwing in the ball. I love Crab, and I think a lot of people know that. So being able to get him back, it definitely helps our team.
Derek, that last series specifically against Kansas City, you love throwing the ball to him. Anyway, yes. I mean, you went from the high of thinking you had the game winning or the touchdown to two incompletions to finding him again. I mean, what about the emotions of just that last series of snaps?
Yes, you know, I've never seen anything, let alone been a part of something like that, where I don't remember how many untimed downs it was, but it was crazy. You know, we go from first it was Jared's, you know, touchdown, you know, and then we hit CP, but I saw the guy holding him, so that one didn't get my emotions much. We hit Crab, so I thought the game was over. And then again, we stepped up and I saw them holding Jared, so my emotions were like, okay, well, we're going to get another play. So all of that sequence was just so weird, but it got to a moment before that last play, like, this has to be it. You know what I mean? And so we were like, man, we better make this one count. But my emotions were definitely like, you know, what is going on kind of a deal.
Couple more for Derek. This might be kind of an obvious question, but how reliable has Rodney Hudson been in pass protection this season? And is there anything that you notice about him when you watch on film that maybe you don't pick up during games?
His effort down the field. You know, maybe you guys see, I don't know. But if you ever watch him when the ball is committed, meaning if it's a run or if the ball's committed, meaning I threw it a different direction or things like that, you watch his effort after the play, and it's special. He's the best center in all of football. And the things that people don't get to see is what he can do mentally. Obviously, you can't see that. But, you know, when certain things happen and certain blitzes are picked up and things like that, that's a lot of hard work. I've never been around a guy that studies as much as a quarterback. You know what I mean? And he's one of those guys. So the way he watches film and prepares, not only for his individual matchups, but the way he can study a defense, study a defensive coordinator, it's very special, and he's the best in football.
Derek, you talked about what Crab going back means to the team, but knowing him as you do and his personality after being forced to essentially sit out for a game and a half, what does it mean for him to come out maybe, you know, with a little something extra?
Well, I know how much Crab is a competitor, and I know how much he loves football. And so I know just from being, you know, having to miss a game this year because of my back, how much that sucks. You know, as much as we work hard and love to compete and be out there with our brothers, I know it just was hurting him, you know, because he just likes to be out there. So for him to be able to come back, I can pretty much promise you he's juiced and ready to play.
Boss Pam was saying yesterday, like, I know you guys want me to say that we reinvented the wheel here with regard to the offensive line play, but he was saying that we just kept working at the same things and getting better as the season went on. What have you seen from that group? I mean, in terms of benchmark stats like rushing yards and sacks allowed, they were down a little bit, not quite what they wanted to be, but it's a highly paid and proud group. But what have you seen as the season's gone along?
You know, really nothing, how do I want to word this? It wasn't any like light switch moment or anything like that. It was just a steady growth of them knowing what they're capable of and them taking their coaching. You know, you hear Coach Tice, he's got that loud voice in the hallway, you know, you can hear him coaching them, and they would take it and just grow from it. And, you know, whenever you have a culture that accepts the coaching and just goes out and works their tail off out here, and you just do that steady growth, good things are coming, you know. And it's hard because we all want the results now, especially with how the world is today. You want it now. And so Amazon has helped with that. You know, you look at how we are wired today and you take a group of guys and you see them just steady, just keep doing it the right way, keep doing the footwork, keep doing it. And then when it starts to switch and things are going their way, it's really cool to see that hard work really does pay off.